Thank you all for coming. This public forum was put together on fairly short notice. We didn't know what kind of a turnout we'd get, but it looks like we're doing pretty well here, so thank you for coming. My name is Christos Kalivas. I live here in Rockland, and I'm part of a group called SHIP, which stands for Sensible Harbor Infrastructure Plan. And essentially, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, some of us got together. We were all concerned about the proposal that Yachting Solutions had out there at the time, and we decided to form this group. More people are wandering in here. And the primary purpose of our group is, and I'm going to stress the first word in the acronym SHIP, which is SENSIBLE, and it stands for Sensible Harbor Infrastructure Plan. We're a group that's not opposed to sensible, reasonable growth. We recognize that the owners of what I still refer to as the old MD&A building have certain rights having to the waterfront adjacent to their property, and they certainly can propose an expansion of the marina that they have. But we also feel that it should be reasonable, not overreaching, and that's why we're all here, because we want to try to come up with something that is reasonable and not overreaching. And clearly, Yachting Solutions, as a developer, they are putting forth their project from their perspective, and I think it's the public that fills in the other side of that equation in terms of bringing in other factors which are more in line with, let's say, the public interest. And the various bodies that are going to be considering this project, DEP, Submerged Lands, the Army Corps of Engineer, they will listen to us, and they will consider that. So thank you for coming, because you're participating in that. One reason why we thought this public forum would be a good idea is because thus far there have been two public meetings. The first one on January 30th, which was a harbor management, harbor management meeting. And that meeting was restricted. It was limited in scope to the mooring issue that arises out of the proposal. There was no discussion whatsoever about other aspects of it. And then at the last meeting, the second meeting, which was on the 14th of February, it was an opportunity for Yachting Solutions, the city through the city manager, Matt Ripley as harbor master, and also Mike Sabatini, who's drawn a lot of these plans, to basically explain what the proposal is. And we learned a lot from that. But at the conclusion of the presentations, questions were asked. No answers were given on the spot. The moderator of that meeting decided that he would take down the questions and get written answers. We haven't seen them quite yet. It's been now almost, well, it's been 2 weeks. And even though there was some expression from the council that we would have an opportunity to comment, and I believe that was a genuine offer and representation, the moderator that evening limited the scope of it. So we didn't really have a chance to comment. So that's one of the reasons for this meeting. So now we have an opportunity. Just a few ground rules about how we're going to proceed tonight. It's going to be similar in some ways to the council meeting in that we're going to have public comment limited to 5 minutes. So any one of you who wants to come up, express an opinion, whatever it might be, you're welcome to do so. And we want everyone to have that opportunity. So initially, we're going to go through however many there might be of you that want to speak. And then when everybody's had an opportunity to speak, they've had their 5 minutes of fame, so if you want to look at it that way, then there'll be another opportunity following that. If you have questions, if you have further comment, then we'll go around a second time. But initially, it's going to be 5 minutes. You can come up to the podium once we start, and you can say whatever it is you like. The meeting's going to be limited in scope, however. We're here today to talk about the Yachting Solutions proposal. We're not here to talk about cruise ships. We're not here to talk about the public landing or the middle pier or the potential development that could occur with respect to that part of the harbor. We're really limiting this meeting tonight to the Yachting Solutions proposal. So please consider that when you make your comments. Before we get started, I just want to make a few preliminary comments. And since I'm the moderator this evening, I feel like I need to really stick with things that are clearly fact-based, that can be verified from a record. So thus far in a record, we have presentation of Yachting Solutions, and we also have certain documents that they have filed with the state in order to obtain federal funds, which they tentatively have if they get all of their permits.